A new private airline based in Karachi has been granted its regular public transport, RPT, license by the Civil Aviation Authority, CAA, paving the way for the launch of commercial operations in the near future. The airline, named Air Karachi, is spearheaded by leading business figures from the southern port city and is modeled on the success of Air Sial, a similar initiative launched by industrialists in Sialkot. Its founders aim to build a business-backed airline offering operational efficiency and financial autonomy, particularly in light of ongoing challenges faced by the national carrier, Pakistan International Airlines, PIA. "Yes, we got the license from CAA," confirmed Hanif Gahar, one of the airline's key stakeholders, in an interview with Arab News. "We are looking for aircraft and will start with 3 aircraft soon." According to a copy of the approval letter, the CAA granted the RPT license to Air Karachi on June 5th, as part of the licensing conditions under Pakistan's National Aviation Policy 2023. The airline has been instructed to deposit a license issuance fee of 500,000 rupees, $1,750, and a security deposit of 100 million rupees, $350,000. It must also raise its paid-up capital to 600 million rupees, $2.1 million, before it can commence operations. Air Karachi is registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission of Pakistan, SECP, and plans to raise a total of 5 billion rupees, $17.5 million, with 100 shareholders each contributing 50 million rupees, $175,000. Gahar previously told Arab News that interest from Karachi's business community was so strong that some families offered to invest as multiple shareholders. The airline will be led operationally by retired Air Vice Marshal Imran Quadir, who has been appointed Chief Operating Officer. He will be supported by a team of former Pakistan Air Force officials with experience in the aviation sector. Air Karachi plans to launch its services with 3 aircraft for domestic routes and gradually expand its fleet to 7. After completing the mandatory 1-year domestic run, it aims to begin international operations, starting with flights to destinations in the Middle East. The development marks a significant step in diversifying Pakistan's commercial aviation sector and strengthening competition in a market long dominated by state-owned and legacy carriers.